the finest coffee of all. It's time to take a coffee break.
Coffee Bean,
to sit up on the
finest coffee,
coffee flavor.
It's time to take
a coffee break.
Just sit a while and savor the rarest coffee flavor of bean coffee. I make with bottled springs.
Make the finest coffee of all. It's time to take a coffee break.
Coffee beans make the finest coffee of all. It's time to take a coffee break. Just sit a while and savor the rarest coffee flavor of bean coffee. I make with bottled springs.
Make the finest coffee
is my
of
day.
All. It's time to take a coffee break.
Coffee beans make the finest coffee,
the coffee
of all.
Of
it's time to take
a coffee break.
Just sit a while and savor the rarest coffee flavor of bean coffee. I make with bottled springs. Water is my day.
Heard another track from the Ghost Train Orchestra, Kronos Quartet. Vocals on that, Karen Mantler and Brian Carpenter. Brian Carpenter being the founder and leader of the Ghost Train Orchestra. We heard Coffee Beans, Music of Moondog, from the album Songs and Symphoniques, the Music of Moondog by Ghost Train Orchestra and Kronos Quartet with a whole bunch of guest vocalists. Arborist before that did Alabaster Skin from an album called An Endless Sequence of Dead Zeros. Sam Burton, long way around from his album Dear Departed. The Chinaman Dances did a song about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Rosalie, something recent, Stuck Inside a Cloud. And we heard Gus. You are encouraged to stick around for 7 second delay, even though Ken and Andy are not here. Their voices are here. We'll be hearing the rebroadcast of a Christmas episode from Y2K coming up on 7 second delay. My name's Irwin. Be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org.
Are you going to stand up the whole hour?
Yeah, pretty much.
You have a back problem?
Yep.
Hey, what do you do if they start playing the national anthem? How do you sit down and show your disrespect for your country?
I just avoid... I avoid social situations where they play the national anthem.
You're all...
Don't try to...
Oh, say, can... You're standing for the national anthem. You love America. Ken loves America. Ken and America sitting in a tree. No, seriously, how's your back, buddy? I don't care. No, seriously. What happened? Did you throw it out or something?
Yes.
I don't care. Were you standing during your whole show?
Yes. I've been standing for the last 3 days.
Really?
Or
how do you sleep? It's like a bad Dick Van Dyke episode.
No, I can lay down. I just can't. What I cannot do is sit.
Hey, Ken, is this program log important?
Yeah, it is.
Uh-oh, dropped it. I'm diabolical.
No, you don't understand.
What?
I can get it, no problem. Oh. I can squat down and get it, no problem.
It's still fun to see things fall.
Watch this.
Okay. Oh, damn you. Damn you, Ken Friedman. It wasn't pretty, but you did it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
As long as I don't bend over at the waist, no problem.
Now, you know, Kennedy's back problem, which he got, I believe, saving his comrades during World War II. How did you get yours again?
Nobody's sure exactly. Yeah. I think I was lifting up a tub of mail.
Yeah, that's it. Same thing as Kennedy. That back problem killed him because he was wearing that neck brace in Dallas.
So they say.
And so the neck shot, which normally would have sent a guy, you know, thrown a guy to the floor, didn't. He's continued to sit upright, and then he was a perfect target for the headshot.
And you're assuming that he would have survived the neck shot.
Yeah, they say he might have survived that neck shot.
Oh, really?
Well, the headshot was his head exploded, and poor Mrs. Kennedy had to go. I guess she was just this cleanliness freak. She climbed onto the back of the car to pick up the pieces. But they say it was a neck brace that left him a perfect target for the second shot. Not that anyone's gunning for you, Ken Friedman. Where are you parked again?
No, I'm not wearing a neck brace.
Oh, yeah.
Or a back brace.
Oh, yeah, you'd fall over after the neck shot.
Yeah.
Oh, you're crafty. Always thinking. That's what I would do after a neck shot. Fall right over.
Well,
Don't give him the headshot.
Look, I avoid motorcades. That's on the same list as events where they play the national anthem.
You don't do the motorcade after every marathon now?
No, never.
Oh, man, I'm going to miss you.
I'm not doing
I always look forward to that.
No, I'm not doing the motorcades anymore. I'm not doing the national anthems anymore. It's a whole new me.
It is a whole new you. The standing Ken. The erect Ken. Wait, where are you going?
Over
Ken,
here.
What are you doing? I'm not talking till you get back. Oh, thank God.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Don't walk away like that again. I feel like I'm your pet dog. Where's he going? What's he doing over there? He's leaving the room. So we do our little benediction. May this show succeed while the shows of my pals, be they standing or sitting, be they peripatetic or sedentary, fail. Yet may I always be perceived as a team player.
Amen.
Amen. Did we do the standing shtick?
Yeah, we did the standing shtick. We did the Kennedy shtick.
Okay.
So what time?
I guess all we have left is the motorcade shtick. Oh,
well,
we
can do the big non-concession stick. What time is the non-concession speech?
Tonight? Oh, you mean where he's going to declare to fight till the very end?
No, where he's going to wish Bush well but not concede defeat.
Yeah, he's
going to
withdraw but not concede. But no one ever uses the word concede. Like, why would they be waiting for that word? Like, no one ever says, I concede. They say, I just called Governor Bush, congratulated him on the campaign. No one ever says, I concede this election. I've never heard those words said. Have you?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean,
that means that you're not going to make another good point for 5 years, right?
I'll tell you why that's funny. It's true.
Well, I guess what he's not going to in any way imply that he lost the election, because he still doesn't think he lost the election.
Well, that would be, how do you not imply you've lost the election?
Well, that's going to be very interesting to see.
But then you have that sore loserman kind of tag.
No, well, he's already been tagged as a sore loser.
No. I think he could, man, if he was like super gracious, if he went to the White House after the inauguration and said, let me get that door for you, Governor. I mean, just hold the, let me help you carry stuff in. If he was super gracious, that might be the way to go. Like, just bend over till you're obnoxiously gracious. That would be really funny. If I was writing a speech, that's what I would suggest.
Yeah, but you're not a speechwriter.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, no, I'm not.
You're a screenwriter.
Oh, yeah, that's
screen,
right.
Not speech.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm barely that. I feel so intimidated by you standing up next to me.
The other option I have is lay down on the floor.
Would you mind?
No, no problem.
That would be fantastic.
I can do that at least until we start taking calls, which, you know, nobody ever calls the program anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man, I feel sorry that you're in pain. Oh, there you go. You're laying on the floor.
Yeah, it's no problem at all.
You know,
this is actually much more comfortable for me. Oh, this is great.
I don't care if you stand. I don't care if you're laying on the floor. As long as you ain't naked. That's the main thing.
I won't be naked, I promise. Oh, there, this is fine.
Yeah. If this makes it harder to get those pants off, I'm all for it. Carry some more big old mailbags.
Yeah, this makes it a little harder.
Yeah.
I could do it.
You okay down there?
I'm fine.
Okay. Now, do you want to solicit backache advice, or you probably had your fill of that?
No, I've had my fill.
Okay. We actually have a half-decent idea for the show, I think.
I don't think so.
No, I don't either. Wake up, Andy. You're dreaming. Wake up.
No, you know it, because I'm in so much pain lately that I just don't have the fight in me to reject your bad ideas.
That's right. You gave in pretty easily.
I gave in really easily today. I think you like gave me like two or three choices, and then I said that I didn't think this was a good idea, but you merely insisted. And I said, okay.
Well, you threw me for a little loop because I had a shocking sort of idea, and I said, are you sitting down? And you kept saying, no, I'm not sitting down. And now I realize why. But here's the idea, that we would get three listeners who can sing, and we would put them on the air together, and then we would sing Christmas carols by phone. What are the advantages of singing Christmas carols by phone? I could think of a few right off the top of my head. You don't have to ever go outside,
yeah,
where it's often inclement, and the sidewalks are often slippery. You don't have to meet your other carolers face to face.
That's the worst.
That is the worst.
That's why I hate caroling.
They are so ugly.
They're
I know exactly what
jerks.
You're saying. Oh, I know. I know. They ain't, and they're so unsightly.
The problem
you never
is,
see really hot Christmas carolers.
Yeah. The people who you want to carol with don't know the lyrics.
Exactly.
The people who know the lyrics are the last people you'd ever want to hang out with.
So we're going to Christmas carol by phone. What are the criteria for our Christmas carolers? I can't do it for a number of reasons. I don't know any of the damn songs. I can't sing. And my heart's not really in it. Those are the three reasons I can't do it. So we need someone that can sing harmony, right? Like to really, that knows something about singing.
I would set your sights a little bit lower.
Okay, we need someone that just knows the damn words?
Yes.
But don't you want someone that can carry a tune? Okay, let's just audition people, but we'll keep the bar very low.
Right.
Or as you would say, high.
Yeah.
Because you always think in terms of limbo dancing. Whenever these metaphors are
used. Well, because that's the way you're supposed to think about the bar. The
yeah.
bar metaphor.
No, we're keeping the bar very low. Because
no.
you hop over the bar. You don't slither
no,
under the
you
bar.
You slither under the bar.
This is why nobody comes to your parties.
I didn't invent that metaphor.
You mangled it, but didn't invent it. Look, we're at 201-200-9368. We're going to get three Christmas carolers to form a little Christmas carol group. Call us up if you can sing and or know the words to a Christmas carol, your favorite Christmas carol
Might
song.
I remind you that the bar metaphor came from one of the Frankie Avalon and Ned Funicello beach movies.
Where they had
limbo
and dancing?
Yep, and that was the origin of the bar metaphor.
That's insanity. That's insanity.
I'll find out which movie for you.
Okay. But let's say this. Because you're lying down and saying really stupid things, I get to kick you.
No.
As much as I want.
If you kick me,
how can I resist? You're lying down and being so silly.
I'll just stand up again.
Oh, damn you. You think of everything. 201-200-9368. And if you ever wanted to kick Ken while he was down, we're at Montgomery Street, 43 Montgomery Street in Jersey City. Would you let anyone that comes in kick you?
No.
Come on. Hey, how about that for a marathon idea?
No.
Anyone that pledges $50 can kick you.
No, thank you.
Okay, I guess you have this thing about raising a lot of money. 201-200-9368. We are looking for Christmas carolers. Does that mean we're looking for chicks?
No, we're looking for anybody who knows the lyrics to any Christmas carol.
Well, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Okay.
Glory to the Newborn King. Is that...
Fine.
Can you actually, can you pull up some lyrics?
Yeah, internet? Well, I can, there's a lyric site I could go
well,
to.
Well, does
I
it
guess.
Have those... traditional
yeah probably
songs.
I would think it would at least have like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, that's a good one. Rudolph yeah. the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
I was gonna suggest we play that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, look, that's a WFMU homepage.
Yeah,
looking good, buddy. Who did that homepage?
Bert Schlatter.
Oh, he's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
What are those?
This is the FMU message board. I'm going here to get the link to that lyrics thing.
Who's going to do our homepage?
We already have a homepage.
Oh, yeah, but it really is not very great. It's good, but not great.
Yeah, well, that's because you haven't done any new content. It's got nothing to do with the design.
And how can I, A, add some new content to it, and B, not be bothered? Is there any way to reconcile those two?
No, I don't know that there is any way to reconcile those two.
Okay, then I guess it won't happen. 201-200-9368. We are looking for people who can sing and know the lyrics to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But isn't the best thing to do, be able to sing harmony to really get a good little Christmas carol group? And then at the end of the show, we'll get our group together on the phone, and we'll call some shut-in, some old lady. Right? Ken?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe someone with leprosy or something, someone that hasn't been out?
Monica just called you.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, lyricsworld.com. Okay. And we'll find some shut-in.
Hey, Bob, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you love the show?
Love the show.
Are you a singer?
Yes, I am.
Can you really sing?
Yes, I can.
How do we test this?
Whether what song
this
do you want? You want White Christmas? You want to come?
Oh, White Christmas is a beautiful song. I really think it's a great song.
No, carolers go for the more religious stuff. I think they
okay,
do. Like,
how about Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
Yeah.
Okay, is that the name of the song?
Sure.
Okay.
You want a couple lines of
what
that?
What are herald angels as opposed to just angels?
It's Harold the Angel. He sings.
No, it's not Harold the Angel.
So I'll give you a couple lines of that, and you can tell me if it's going to work.
Okay, go ahead. This is Bob.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
That's beautiful.
Joyful love goes on like that for
okay,
a while.
Bob can sing.
Bob, do you know all the words?
Yeah, I can go for a while.
Okay. Can we get?
I can do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in French. That's how wacky I get.
Wow.
Yeah, that is wacky. Your dance card must be filled every weekend.
Yes, sir. I'm constantly busy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Andy, we're looking for two more people to sing with Bob.
We want some chicks. And what's great is we can tell everyone, we can assure them, you're going to be singing with Bob, but you don't have to meet Bob.
Thank you.
That's our promise from us to you. As God is my witness, I swear on my mother's eyes. You will never have to meet Bob in person. 201-200-9368. You can even hold the phone away from your face and sing with Bob. You don't even have to.
Oh, please.
Okay. Now, do we keep Bob on the phone?
It's up to you.
I guess we should, so we can hear how the harmonies might work if someone's voice matches his.
Right. So now we need two more people who want to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing with Bob.
I'm going to give the phone number away. Ken, you might want to avert your eyes because every red light on that switchboard is going to light up, and it'll be awfully bright. You don't want to look at it.
Okay, I'm hiding my eyes.
What I do is I make a little pinhole in a cardboard box so I don't have to look directly at it.
Gotcha.
201-200-9368.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing's happening.
So, Bob, what do you do for a living?
I work for a software company.
You want to plug the software company?
Telerant Technologies.
Oh, they're good. They're the best.
Yeah, we love it.
They're damn good. And what's their biggest selling title?
What's the biggest selling title
that you guys have?
A little product called EyeSight.
Oh, you guys make EyeSight?
Yes, we do.
Wow, it's a very helpful product, isn't it?
It is. It promotes vision.
Yeah, it promotes vision. You can take eye tests right over the internet, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm just killing time. The reason why I'll tell you why I'm interested in that product of yours, EyeSight. No one else is calling. Oh, do we have someone else now?
I guess.
Yeah. Yes, we do. We have Lex.
Oh, hi, Lex.
Hi, how are you?
You love the show.
Dr. Harold Angel sing.
Do you know that song, too?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Lex, why don't you start that song, and then Bob, when you feel comfortable, you just join in, and we'll just hear how you guys blend together.
Now, is Bob going to sing harmony, or is he going to sing the basic melody?
Which would you prefer?
Oh, my God, these guys are good.
Can you start the basic melody, and we'll just kind of do a 1, 2, 3, 4?
Oh, so you want Bob to start, and then you will come in.
We'll both try and start at the same time.
And then, but how will you know how to harmonize? Don't you have to, like, decide beforehand?
All right.
Andy, you're micromanaging.
Come in by the second or third word.
Why don't you let Bob and Lex just work it out between themselves?
Why don't the three of you just go get married somewhere? You love each other so much.
Hey, just like you guys.
Okay, I'll let Bob and Lex work it out.
Okay, Lex, here we go.
All right.
Hark the herald angels singing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy.
Do we have any other ideas for the show? Ken, is there anything else?
You know what?
Anything? How about what's on your refrigerator?
Bob's got it together. Lex doesn't. Are you guys having trouble hearing each other? Is that the problem?
There seems to be a little delay.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I'm hearing these two radio personalities talking over the singing. It's kind of, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's.
Who the hell are they? We got to screen them out. Oh, it's us.
It's you.
Oh, it's me.
It's you, pretty much.
At least I'm
a
personality.
So you want us to be quiet so you guys can try it again?
But what can we do about the delay? What can we do about the delay? Are they singing from the radio? One is singing off the radio.
I have my radio off.
Okay, here you go. Then let him go again. Try it again, guys.
2, 3, 4. Hark the herald angels singing, glory to the newborn King.
Okay, I have an idea.
On earth and mercy, miles, God and sinners reconciled.
Wait, is one of you guys in another dimension?
No, this is really interesting.
Mobile phones.
Yeah. Oh, it's a mobile phone deal.
Oh, it's a mobile phone. Well, it also might be our phone system. Bob?
Yes, sir.
Can you call us back? Can you hang up and call us back? And I'd like to.
I'm in a car. I'm going to be in a car for a while. So
yeah, I know. I don't think it's your phone system. I think it's our phone system. So what what I'd like you to do is to call us back, and I want to put you through the same phone system that Lex is on. Right now, I have you on two different systems.
Oy vey, I will do that.
Okay, so call us right back.
Here I come.
Okay. Carlos, listen carefully. Listen to me now. Bob is going to be calling back. Do you understand that so far? Bob, call back. Bob, call back. You put Bob through. Bob, call back. You put through.
Yes, that's probably Bob right there now.
Yeah, because who else would it be? Okay, so we need a third caroler, and then we'll be ready to roll. We'll be ready to Christmas carol. Hey, Bob's making a big financial investment because these cell phone minutes cost a few cents.
Okay, Bob, are you back with us?
Yes, I am, sir.
Great. Okay, so now you guys should be able to hear each other better, and why don't you give it another go?
Okay.
Hey, Lex, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Lex is on cell phone, too. Okay, here we go.
All right. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Perfect.
Peace on earth.
Okay, my little fix didn't work, did it?
Yeah, it's perfect. No, it's perfect. Guys, you know, I'm wiping away a little tear. You guys sound beautiful.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Okay.
Well, I'm still getting that effect.
Yeah, you sound like Simon and Garfunkel, but not quite as talented and living in different states. So that's it's pretty near perfect, though. So now we need a third person. If we get a third person, will that be someone time-wise in the middle between them?
I think the problem is the cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're both on cell phones.
That's my current theory. Yeah. Oh, you guys are both on cell phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
This is the modern age.
Yeah, get with it, Ken. Ken doesn't even use chairs. That's how behind the times he is. Okay, we're gonna. Hey guys, we're gonna try to find the third leg of your little group. Do you want to come up with a name for your little singing group?
The cell phones.
Yeah, the cell phone. The Christian cell phones. Up with cell phones. Okay, we're at 201-200-9368. We need someone who can sing with Bob and Lex to complete our trio.
Bob, how about we change the name of our group to the Cellmates?
Oh, the Cellmates is great.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Let me explain to Ken. Cellmates is what people refer to each other in prison as.
Uh-huh.
And also it comes from they're both on cell phones.
Right. And the punchline is?
That the word cell is sort of has a double meaning there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're an idiot. 201-200-9368. The Cellmates. Oh, God. Okay. Now, is Carlo actually screening two calls?
We have another caller now, Gerhard.
Gerhard.
Gerhard, are you on with us?
Yeah, this is Gerhard.
Gerhard, are you? Is that a chick?
Yeah.
Wait, is that a chick, Carlo?
Yeah. I'm a chick.
No, you're not a chick. Do we have a chick on the other line?
No.
Okay. Hey, Gerhard, we're going to audition you. Do you know, are you on a cell phone?
No.
A landline.
Landline.
Then what's he doing in the group, the Cellmates?
Does that make a difference?
No.
The jailer.
He's the jailer.
I think the Cellmates can have one person who's not on a cell phone.
It's crazy.
It's majority.
It's a mobile phone.
A majority of them are on cell phones.
My world makes no sense.
It's like they have the original singer and original guitar player.
Oh, I see. That's right. It's like Gerard joined the group for the tour.
Right.
When the other guy had to go back to college.
Gerhardt's like a session guy.
Yeah, Gerhardt's like a session guy. Because Leroy had to go back and finish school.
Yeah.
His parents wouldn't let him tour. Okay, Gerhardt. This is your audition. Oh, you have a chick? Okay, Gerhardt.
Uh-huh.
Here's your audition. Sing a few lines of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And then Bob and Lex. As when you feel it, when the spirit moves you, you can join in. Go ahead, Gerhard.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners.
Okay, Gerhard?
Yeah.
We're going to ask you to leave your resume with the girl out front, and we're definitely going to keep in touch.
You know, Melikalikimucka is my really big number.
Okay, well, we'll keep that in mind. Thank you so much for coming in.
Sure enough.
You were wonderful. You were wonderful. I think we were looking for someone taller.
I can put Roberta on now.
Oh, okay. If she's a chick.
Hi, Roberta, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm a chick.
Well, there you go. And you're a chick that can sing.
That's the theory.
And you love the show.
I love the show.
Okay, now you're on with Bob and Lex.
Terrific. I knew that because I love the show.
Your fellow cellmates. Okay,
great.
Roberta, you're going to start singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and then we're going to have Bob and Lex join in.
I hope I know this.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, God. How does it go? Hark the herald angels sing. Is there more?
Oh, you don't know the words?
Something. Glory. The newborn king.
Glory to the newborn king.
Peace on earth and mercy mild.
Oh, really? Glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild. Peace on earth and mercy mild.
Is that it?
God, that's as far as I can get.
God and sinners. God and sinners reconciled. Oh, she's Jewish. She's a Jewess going caroling with us.
I only know this one from that Jimmy Stewart movie. And he always cuts her off.
Does that mean we're down to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No, why don't you take advantage of Lex and Bob, and they can teach Roberta the lyrics.
Oh, you don't want Roberta to teach Lex and Bob dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
No,
I see.
No, I
That's
don't.
That's impossible.
No, I don't.
Okay. Hey, Bob, can you – we have to now teach her the lyrics?
Just quickly run down the lyrics. It won't
All
take
right,
that
Bob,
long.
Bob, go ahead. Run down the lyrics for Roberta. Roberta, do you have a pencil with you?
I'm, like, in a car, pulled over, lost. Don't even ask. No.
Hey, another cellmate.
Oh, yeah, she's a cellmate. She's one of the original cellmates.
It's a catchy title.
Okay.
For us.
Okay, you don't have a pencil or pen in your car.
She can probably remember the lyrics.
It's like two or three verses. All right, go ahead, Bob.
Give me through one verse.
Go ahead, Bob. Walk us through it.
Hey, Bob, are you there?
Where'd Bob go?
Bob, this is not funny.
This is what happens to cellmates.
Did I intimidate Bob?
Bob went the way of all super groups.
Lex, you're with us, right?
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
God and what?
Sinners.
Sinners.
See, the,
sinners.
You got your sinners and you got your God. Go ahead, Lex.
This is tough.
Verse
God
2.
And sinners, all right. I'm going to blow it.
And Bob is gone, right? Bob, you're still not there.
He'll
Bob
call
got,
back.
Bob got cut off.
Okay.
All right.
God and sinners reconciled.
Reconcile. Okay.
Yeah.
That's as far as I, can we keep going beyond that?
Do you want me to start?
Yes. Well, we just want to hear the lyrics to the second verse.
Oh, my goodness. The pressure.
You're a Jew. You can remember this. Go ahead.
Oh, the ratings just went down.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Joyful all ye nations rise.
Joyful
all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies.
Join the tribe? No, sorry.
Triumph.
Join the triumph of the skies.
Of the skies?
Of the skies. Like, you know, they have their God apparently floats around.
With the angelic host proclaim.
The angelic host. That's Jesus.
I didn't get a chance to write that down. Go ahead.
Christ is born in Bethlehem.
I know that line.
Yeah, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not going to work.
It's going to be great. You know, when we sang these Christmas carols in my school when I was a kid, my mother made me promise to mouth the words whenever we sang about Christ.
I guess I was
really?
Yes,
PC
I could pretend to
district.
Sing, but can't really sing. Yes.
Oh, but you know, God knows whether you're really singing or
not. Oh, no, I covered my lips. I pretended to scratch my nose. God is not that smart.
I'm totally not going to get this right.
Oh, you'll be fine, honey. Okay, now we need...
Why don't we hum it?
Now, where's Bob?
Bob, his cell phone connection got cut off. I had to dump him.
Mine's going to be going soon, too. So
we're going to lose legs. We're losing our satellite.
We're going to have a Jew that doesn't know the words left. And
yeah.
Hey, I'm beeping.
What does beeping mean?
It means he's getting out of range.
Oh, no.
The battery's starting to go.
We have Greg on line one.
All right, let's try Greg. But now we're down to Roberta. Okay, hang on, Roberta.
Who doesn't know it?
Roberta, you just stay in that car. You have your safety blinkers on, Roberta?
Sure do.
Okay, that's
Greg, cool. You're on with us too now.
Hey, cool.
Can you sing, Greg?
No, and I don't know the lyrics, but that should make me fit right in.
No, this is bad.
I'm not a chick, though.
But you know what? You know where the show is right now? I'm missing Gerhard. I regret losing Gerhard.
I think he was the key.
Okay, Greg, let's hear how you sound.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
It's fine.
I can work around that.
Okay, do you know the rest of the lyrics?
Nobody knows this song.
That's good enough.
You want to switch to dreidel?
Are you a Jew?
I'm a Presbo, but I was raised in a Jewish area, so.
Yeah, Jewish area.
Like
dreidel song is a really bad song. It's just lame.
The dreidel song?
Don't you think?
One of my favorite songs of all time.
Okay. Didn't mean to insult
listen,
you.
Listen, but, you know, I know the music isn't great, but listen to the words. He made a little dreidel out of clay. And then when he was waiting for it to be dry and ready, and then he was going to play with it. With dreidel, I will play.
A lot of anticipation in that.
Yeah.
A lot of passion.
Yeah, I know. Listen to the words, Roberta. Okay.
Sorry.
So now all we need, we have our cellmates.
And Jews are supposed to be about the contemplation, too, and I hadn't.
I know, he was waiting for it to be dry and ready.
Yeah. No, that's good.
We've all been there.
I think I'm coming around.
Okay.
Life is like a dreidel if you think about it.
Life is like waiting for a dreidel to be dry and ready.
Right.
My life is waiting for that dreidel to be dry and ready. Okay, now we need, now you know the only thing we're missing, Ken?
Don't you want them to run through it together?
No.
No, okay, no. Fine.
See, here's how the soulmates are at their best, Ken, when things are spontaneous. Okay, now we need a shut-in. We need someone to call who has a friend or relative that needs a little cheering up this holiday season.
Preferably, are we going with the dreidel song? Is that what just happened?
No, we're going to go with Hark the Herald Angels Sing, unless we end up talking to a Jew or a Jewess.
No, that's fine. I'm just trying to keep up.
Lex, are you still on with us?
They're dropping like flies.
Hey, listen, Roberta and Greg,
yes.
Let's have a code. If I think we're talking to a Jew on the phone, we'll have a little code so I don't have to say, I think this is a Jew. I don't have to come in right on and say, I'll say, my foot itches.
Okay.
And that'll be our little code.
And that means we'll do the
That means Jew.
Okay.
And now we have Marie on line three.
Is she a singer, or is she someone that needs
no.
That has
I guarantee nobody named Marie is a Jew.
Marie?
Okay,
no.
Marie?
No.
Welcome to the Cellmates. Do you know the song Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
Yes, they do.
And you sound. Can you sing?
Pretty much.
Let's try one verse. Here we go. Roberta, what, Greg, what and Marie. The new cellmates. I like the original cellmates, you know, Bob and Lex.
I don't remember the original cellmates.
Oh, they were great. They only recorded one cut.
Hey, Marie, why don't you start?
Marie, why don't you start?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I mean, let's have a moment of like, total concentration.
Yes.
I can't hear anybody. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to, the newborn king. Oh, this is terrible. I can't
No,
hear
this is beautiful.
Earth and mercy, miles, God and sinner reckoned.
I think the addition of Marie was...
Marie is the backbone.
Marie, you are carrying the rest of the group. In fact, may I suggest, Greg and Roberta, I hope you won't be insulted, I believe I'm going to refer to the group as Marie and the Cellmates.
Right.
Okay, right. Then that's our group. Now all
that
we need...
Is supreme.
Yeah, exactly. All we need now is someone to call who has an invalid mom or grandmom somewhere.
Cast a wider net.
Someone who shut in.
Anybody.
Anybody who could use.
Are we responsible to cheer somebody up?
Yes. You're going to be.
No.
You're going to be Christmas caroling by phone.
Okay.
And we need someone who needs a little cheering up. If you want to suggest or nominate a friend or loved one, give us a call. 201-200-9368. If you have a friend or loved one somewhere that could use some cheering up.
It doesn't have to be somebody who needs cheering up.
No, it's someone
like
who's
you
sick.
When you go around caroling, you go to any door.
But wouldn't it be great to be with? Wouldn't it be
or
great
drive
for
drive by caroling?
Wouldn't it be great for us to call someone who's like in a nursing home who wouldn't ever be able to get a caroler to their door?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Like, oh, you know what? My mother-in-law.
This show is boring.
My mother-in-law. Let's call her. My mother-in-law.
Okay.
Winnie Young.
Write down Winnie's phone number.
I have it right here.
Great.
Okay. Oh, man, she's home. Hey, wait. If we listen carefully, we can hear my wife screaming, no, leave my mother out of this. Hold on. Let's see if we can hear her. She's like 30 miles away. I believe we might be able to hear her. I can hear her. Yeah.
No!
Okay. Here's Winnie Young's phone number. Hold on. Here it is. I'm putting an arrow next to it. Here's something I need. Okay. Oh, she is going to be thrilled. And by thrilled, I mean she'll never talk to me again.
You really don't have a problem with the fact we can't hear each other, right?
She is not Jewish. My wife converted, but she still celebrates that thing with the tree.
Right.
The thing where the guy was killed, but then came back.
Right.
She told me the story once. I kind of fell asleep. I didn't hear the whole thing. Okay. I have to tell her she's on the air?
Yes, you do.
We don't know the parts.
You'll be fine.
We can't hear each other either.
She's actually the sweetest
woman. You might be able to hear each other better now.
Oh, hi,
Mom.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Andy.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You know what? I you're going to think I'm playing a terrible trick on you, but I'm actually calling from that little radio show I do.
Oh, yeah?
You know that little thing I do?
That little thing you do, yeah.
And I'm afraid to say we're on the air, but don't be nervous because it's going to be fine. I'm going to hold your hand and walk you through this. You know what we're doing this week on the show?
You're calling right in the middle of the news.
Yeah, there's nothing happening this week.
Oh, I know.
There's some sort of
it's a dull week.
Yeah, there's some sort of coup being attempted somewhere, but that's
it's
not really
news.
It's a dull week for news.
Uh-huh.
You know you know how I always like to help people and make them feel better?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm known for, isn't it?
It's
my
true,
generosity
Andy.
And my charitable spirit.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what we're doing? We have three people on the phone on the
all
other lines.
Members.
Not in addition to you.
Mm-hmm.
We have three people on the phone and they are singing Christmas carols to people. They've actually rehearsed and they can sing Christmas carols for people that might want to hear some Christmas music this holiday season.
Well, isn't that nice?
It is very nice, and we were going to start calling strangers up, but then I said, you know who might love to hear a little Christmas carol?
Mm-hmm.
Is my beloved mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I'd be happy to hear some carols. Do you want me to get some other people, too?
Oh, no. Yes! Do you have a speakerphone?
No, but I can I can run up and down the halls.
Well, how long would that take? No, I don't think we'll start with just you.
All right.
Okay, we're not really ready for a big major concert yet.
You don't want to have a concert.
That kind of that size venue, I think, will make us nervous.
Andy, you might want to put speakerphone on Christmas list, though.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, I will. In case you call again.
Okay, Mom, and you know who's on the phone with us? It's three people that have volunteered to be our Christmas carolers, Marie, Greg, and Roberta. And they're going to sing a little song. This is Marie. They call themselves Marie and the Cellmates.
And the what?
The Cellmates, you know, like in jail.
No, like cell phones.
Oh, like cell phones.
Oh,
but
like
also, yeah, because of the original Cellmates all had cell phones.
I see.
Oh, but they broke up. You know how these supergroups go. Okay, Mom, so here we go. Marie and the Cellmates want to wish you a Merry Christmas in their own special way.
Thank them ahead of time.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready to begin. This is Marie. Hi, Mom, and this is your special holiday greeting.
Thank you.
Hark
the herald angels sing.
Glory can't hear each other.
The newborn king. Peace on earth. And mercy mild.
This is the line I don't remember.
God and sinners reconciled.
Reconciled, right.
She's good.
I can go, ooh. I think it's Christ is born.
Christ is born in Bethlehem.
We're not that good.
Okay, Mom.
Very nice.
No, I took a shot in the dark because I couldn't remember whether you were Jewish or Christian. But I remembered, I think Mary mentioned that you were Christian.
Did she mention that?
Because we also do dreidel. And so we have a real repertoire.
Oh, right.
Okay, Mom, we want to thank you so much.
Thank you, Mom.
Tell them that was lovely.
Okay,
Merry
I will.
Christmas.
Merry
Thanks,
Christmas.
Marie.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. God bless her. God bless us all.
Everyone.
I can't believe I shot my 15 minutes of fame.
Hey, Ken, what do we do with the rest of the show?
I think we should plan out Marie's solo career.
What, you want to build like a better group around Marie?
No, like, I think Marie should really go out on her own.
Well, we can't go caroling on her own.
Well, we just hire session people to back Marie up.
Marie, are you a professional singer?
We lost Marie.
Oh, no.
Marie, just when I was getting ready to get cut loose.
We scared Marie away.
Wait, Marie, are you still there? Oh, no, we've lost Marie. Wait, are we down to just Roberta now?
And Greg.
Well, Roberta's pulled over by the side of the road. We should let her go.
I got to find my way back.
Yeah.
Where are you, Roberta? I'll help you get home.
No, it's all right. I just got turned around kind of on the parkway, but I think I got it.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to head into the city now to see my singing teacher.
Is that true?
Yes.
Well, you tell him that you tell him you have
I'm way better than this.
A good reason to be late. No, I know you're way better than this.
You know, knowing the lyrics is a big part.
When I know the words and I can hear the other singers.
Hey, Marie. Hey, Roberta. Good luck finding Manhattan Island.
Hey, guys. Good luck with your caroling.
Thanks very much.
More power to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, good luck with the show.
Yeah, good
thanks.
Luck. Okay, bye, right. Greg.
Bye now.
Just you and me again.
Yeah.
Shall we start over?
So.
No, it's fine. We have 20 minutes. So we
to can, do what?
We could do it again.
We'll never be better than that. That was really great.
Oh, come on. We can do better than
that. I don't want to. You mean we actually start from scratch?
Yeah.
And find some older lady?
What else are we going to do for the next 18 minutes?
Did we do the motorcade bit?
Yes.
Did you lie on the floor?
I could lie on the floor again if you like.
No, it doesn't matter. Who does the next show?
The professor does the audio kitchen.
Could he start early?
And he's not here yet.
Carla, can you look to see if the professor's outside?
Why don't you want to just do it again? There's
I can't be better than that.
Why not? They hardly knew the lyrics. They couldn't hear each other.
Can we do a different song?
Yeah, fine.
Name another song.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Reindeer?
Reindeer.
You said reindeer.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you've got such a one-track mind.
Beer, beer, beer. You just said, oh, you've got such a one-track beer. Good job.
See, you fell for my trick. Yeah. I dropped my keys on the floor to try to strangle you on your own headphones.
That's some big keychain.
Yeah.
Why don't we go through all your keys and you just tell us what they open?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that blue one?
The blue one opens the keys to the hallways throughout the building.
Okay, forget that. We're at 201-200-9368, and we're going to rebuild the new improved Cellmates. If you want to audition to be in the new Cellmates, just like when you go see the Four Tops now, they're not the original Four Tops.
We could do Rudolph.
You know how you can tell they're not the original Four Tops?
How?
They're white. That's not my joke. That's Carol Leifer.
Yeah, you could do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You could do Tannenbaum.
Tannenbeer. That's what you just said.
No, it's not.
That's what I heard. I love beer.
You can do Deck the Halls. Everybody knows the lyrics to Deck the Halls.
No, I bet everybody doesn't know. That's this guy.
The 12 Days of Christmas. Everybody knows that.
You know the 12 Days of Christmas. I will bet you $200 right now you cannot sing the 12 Days of Christmas perfectly.
You're right.
All right.
I can't.
Exactly.
But no, I'm Jewish.
You're Jewish?
Yeah. Well, I was born Jewish.
Oh, my foot itches.
What does that mean?
That means Jew. That's the signal to the cellmates that we're singing to a Jew.
Oh, well, that's better than your last catchphrase, Sieg Heil. Did I tell you what happened with your Sieg Heil business?
It caught on.
Yes, it did catch on. I got an email from a Nazi.
All right, then.
Who thought that 7 Second Delay was in their fold.
I hope it wasn't a German Nazi. They're the worst.
Oh, it was a German Nazi.
Oh, okay.
It was
a
real bona fide Nazi.
The American Nazis I do have issues with, but those German Nazis are by far the worst.
Well, I'll pass this email on to you. I think you'd be interested in seeing it.
No, thank you. I don't.
Yes, they were very happy to have 7 Second Delay in their corner.
I don't like the Nazi party. And I, as you know, I've been calling for a boycott. A financial boycott. Hit them in the wallet.
How will that work?
You want a swastika flag? You want a new copy of Mein Kampf? You buy it somewhere else. You buy it at a store. You buy it at some sort of swap meet. You don't buy it from the Nazi party. Hit them in the pocketbook. That's the only way they're ever going to pay attention, my friend.
Gotcha. Okay, we have Pete coming on the line with us now.
Oh, God. We're rebuilding the cellmate from the ground floor.
Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Hi, Pete.
I have a suggestion.
Oh, God.
Why don't you two sing? It's not much time left.
Hang up. Hang up on him. Hang up.
Hang up.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, sir. Goodbye. 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 Hang up. Hang up.
He was drunk.
I'm not listening. Yeah.
He didn't know what he was talking about.
We're 201-200-9368.
You just said Jew 01.
No, I didn't. I said, you don't even listen. We're at Beer 01-200-9368. Okay.
You know what the problem with standing is?
What?
I keep finding things that I have to do. I'm seeing things that I don't normally see. Garbage. Extra pens, pieces of paper.
That's even less interesting than you going through your key ring. Congratulations.
Oh, what I would do to sit. Someday, let's talk about
the joys of sitting. Yeah, it's
you
great.
You don't know what you got.
That's true.
You don't know what you got down there, my friend.
My great uncle invented the chair, and we still get royalties.
Wow.
It's like a couple bucks every month.
Maybe that's why I can't.
Every chair that's sold, we get, you know, a fraction of a penny.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very funny story how he invented the chair.
How?
Oh, I don't have time now, but it is funny.
Come on. We got plenty of time. We got 13 minutes.
I hardly remember the guy. You know, I was just a baby, but he used to tell the story every Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. I can't. I don't have time now. Oh, it wasn't funny.
How long does it take to tell it? We have 13 minutes.
It takes 14 minutes.
No, it doesn't.
I wouldn't do that to the professor.
Give me a quick version of the chair story.
The 14-minute version is the quick version.
Oh, come on.
It's never been done quicker than 14 minutes. The indoor record for telling the chair story is 14:30.
All right, next week, you promise to do the chair story? We'll start off. You can do the long version.
We can it'll be like our Alice's Restaurant. People will play it every Thanksgiving.
What was your uncle's name who invented the chair?
Isaac.
Uncle Isaac.
Uncle Isaac.
Okay, so next week on 7 Second Delay, Andy's Uncle Isaac and his hilarious chair story. Andy says it's the funniest story he knows. And Andy's a professional comedy writer, so he knows humor.
Or I could record it and we could offer it as a premium the next marathon.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We ain't getting another cellmates together, are we? We got nothing.
You're not committed to getting the cellmates together.
All right. Let's see if we can do this.
What do you want to do? Deck the Halls or the 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, Deck the Halls.
Okay.
201-200-9368. We need a few things. We need Some ate A, some ate B, some ate C. We won't even audition.
They don't have to be on cell phones.
They don't have to be on cell phones. We won't even audition you. And we promise, I think, Ken, I'm speaking for you as well as me, you will not be compared to the original cellmates, right?
Oh, right.
Because I think people will be afraid they'll live in the shadow of the original cellmates.
Yeah, no, we won't mention Marie at all. Or Bob.
I wonder what Marie's doing right now. Okay, 201-200-9368. Hey, maybe Marie will make a surprise guest appearance.
Good old Marie.
in the next little group. 201-something-200-9368. And now we also need someone. I can't call my mother-in-law again, although at a pinch I will.
Okay, we got Rich on the line.
Hey, Rich. Rich?
Hello, Rich.
Thanks. 201-200-9368. We need Rich to call back, and then we need two other cellmates, and then we need someone to nominate, someone to give us the name of a loved one. I sacrificed my family. Don't you have, like, an old crone?
No.
In your family? Your
nope.
Mom? Is your mom still with us, or is she dead?
She's dead.
How dead?
Quite dead.
So we could call... did your dad remarry?
Yes, he did.
Do you have a stepmom?
Yes, I do.
Can we call her?
No. No, we may not.
Okay, we're 201-200-9368.
One of the original cellmates has called back.
Who? Is it Bob? Is it Lex?
You'll have to guess.
Is it... oh, I can't. Is it Roberta? Is it Marie? I hope it's Marie. Hello?
You can dream all you want, but it's Roberta.
You're still on your way into Manhattan.
No, now I'm... well, whatever. But I know Deck the Halls.
Okay.
I at least know the first verse.
Okay. And do you remember our little code? I think we're talking to Jews.
I remember.
My foot itches.
I got it.
And that is the universal code
for
Jew.
For Jew.
Okay. Roberta, good to have you back.
Sure.
We'll take your word that you know the song. We're at 201-200-9368. We need two more cellmates, and then we need someone who has the phone number they can give us of a loved one. Preferably a shut-in, someone semi-senile, a leper. Lepers would be great. To cheer up a leper.
That's your goal, huh?
Yeah. Well, how hard are they to cheer up?
Not hard.
That's putting the bar pretty low or high, as you or I would say.
There's no stigma attached to being a leper anymore.
There's not?
No, Carla's a leper.
I wouldn't want to be one. Carla's a leper?
You didn't even know that.
Is it cool now?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's cool, but there's no stigma at all. Mm. It's easily treatable.
It is?
Absolutely.
Leprosy?
Good to know.
Wait, you're saying leprosy is easily treatable?
Now it is.
You mean there's no symptoms at all? Like you don't get stuff falling off, fingers
Andy,
and toes?
Andy, probably, you probably know dozens of lepers.
Dozens?
Yes.
That seems ambitious.
I don't even know dozens of people. I know you. I know Roberta.
We're going to know each other.
Yeah. Okay. We're at 201-200-9368. Hey, wasn't my mother-in-law the sweetheart of all time?
Yes, she was. You're very lucky to have a mother-in-law.
She was going to get a whole crowd.
Yeah, she was going to go up and down. She lives in this little apartment complex.
This is like reminiscing about the old days with the old band.
You know what? When my mother-in-law first met me, when my wife and I were dating,
mm-hmm.
and my mother-in-law came and first met me, she cried openly. She wept.
Oh, that's because you were a really poor folk singer.
I was just a street singer. She didn't even like turn away. She just sat there and cried. That's tough.
Wait, and then she went into your like single room apartment.
Yeah, she was just sitting in the corner crying. And then a few years later, when I finally started to make a living,
uh-huh.
she said, "It's like a miracle." So she was in my corner from the beginning. 201-200-9368.
Okay, we have the number of an old woman to sing to.
Perfect.
Now we just
Yes. Old woman.
Yes.
Oh, we scored big time.
Now we need two more cellmates.
I'll go with just Roberta if we have to.
Oh, come on. We need at least one more cellmate.
All right, one more cellmate because, it's hard to go caroling just door-to-door by yourself because that's more like...
The lonely caroler.
That's more like stalking. That's close. It's closer to stalking than Carol.
I could do that.
We're at 201-200-9368. We have the old woman. We have Roberta, the core of the group. Oh,
And now we have cellmate number two on the line with us, Albert.
Albert. Okay.
Hey.
Hey, Albert.
How you doing?
Oh.
Doing fine. Say hi to Roberta.
Hey, Roberta. How are you?
So
I'm doing pretty good.
You both know the song, Deck the Halls.
Yes.
Really?
Okay, don't.
I'm skeptical, but I do.
Okay, but don't even, don't rehearse it. Don't test it. We're just going to go cold turkey when we get the old lady on the phone.
And you sure you don't want to go for a third cellmate?
Yeah, let's get a cellmate.
Let's get a third cellmate.
Okay, and you know, and our plan B, if we're talking to a Jewess, you know, Albert, is
dreidel. I made out of clay with the anticipation.
Right, full of anticipation. Right, and I made out of clay. When it's dry and ready.
I'm a Jew, too.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, and you remember the code, oh, my foot itches.
Yes.
Okay, we need cellmate number three.
201-200-9368.
Just someone to sing, someone who can sing and knows, that Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
I know it's, no, I think it's tra-la. What comes after tra-la?
No, it's fa.
It's fa.
Fa. What comes after fa-la-la?
La-la. La-la-la-la.
Merlaws.
No. It goes fa-la-la, beer-la. Isn't it beer-la-la-la?
No, it's just a lot of laws.
Okay. Then that should be easy to remember.
And then the next line is, tis the season to be jolly.
And
more fa-la-la.
Yeah. Okay. We're 201.
Don we now are gay apparel.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
Don we now are what apparel?
Gay apparel.
Gay.
Oh, the old lady's going to love that one. 201-200-9368. What is the actual lyric? I know you made a funny joke.
No, that's the actual lyric.
No, it's gay, Don We Now Are Gay Apparel.
Gay apparel?
Yes.
Gay apparel.
Oh.
It was
back
written
when gay meant whatever gay meant.
Oh.
It was written before gay.
Like happy. Oh, I got you.
Right.
I got you.
Happy.
That's good. I got you. We should explain that. 201-200-9368. We desperately need someone else that can sing. Why don't we call the old lady because we might have
We only have 4 minutes left.
So call the old lady. And if it's a Jewess, we go with dreidel. And if somebody else can sing, hark, the herald angels sing. No, deck the halls. Please call frantically. Dial like the wind.
I'm going to panic about that hark song if we do that.
No, it'll be great.
No,
it'll be deck the halls.
We're calling Margaret, Andy.
Margaret, the old lady.
Hello?
Hello, Margaret?
Yes.
My name is Andy, and I'm calling from a radio station, WFMU. And you're on the radio right now because, you know what? Who suggested we call Margaret?
We're not sure, Andy.
My neighbor.
Oh, I think it might have been your neighbor.
Terry.
Oh, Terry.
Terry T.
Terry suggested we call you.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that sweet of her?
I'm trying to get the station on now.
Oh, no, you don't need the station on. Terry thought you might need a little cheering up this Christmas season, and we have a little group of carolers. We can't really go door to door. You know, it's a little nippy outside.
I know.
And, you know, the big winds this week.
I know.
So dangerous.
Right.
So we're just doing it by phone.
Oh, good.
Okay, do we have a third caroler on the phone? Ken? Okay, we have three carolers.
Yes, we do.
Roberta, Albert, and who's our third caroler? Hello. Who is it?
It's Irv, as soon as I get him on.
Irv, okay. And they're going to sing. Irv, are you with us?
Hello?
Yes, Irv?
Yes.
You know, Irv is not good.
Hi.
Well, yeah. Even two would be fine.
Yeah, two would be fine. We have Roberta and Albert.
I think you should explain
Roberta and Albert. I'm listening.
Oh, you were gonna.
Okay, yeah. And they're going to sing. Are you, do you have a Christmas tree in your window there or a menorah?
A Christmas tree.
Okay.
There's no markers
Guys, then we're doing plan A.
Okay.
Deck the halls. Okay, go ahead.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tra-la-la-la-la.
Good.
La-la-la-la.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Don, we are
happy apparel. Happy apparel. Go ahead.
Troll? Is it troll?
Troll
the ancient Yuletide carol.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Woo! Merry Christmas, Margaret!
Margaret,
it's going to be a great year.
Are you with us? Did you?
We have a present.
I'm still waiting.
We hope you still you're still waiting?
Yeah.
You didn't hear anything?
No.
Oh,
okay.
We
basically,
might have to do it again.
Basically, they sang a very lame version of Deck the Halls. It went something like this: Deck the Halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la, 'tis the season, la 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 la.
Remember,
now we now are gay apparel, la 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 la. That's pretty much what you missed.
Right.
What do you think, Margaret?
I'm one of the new ones.
Margaret, what do you think of that?
That was my fault.
I think that was wonderful.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
And even my dog is sitting here too, listening.
Okay, we hope you haven't lost your faith over this.
Happy holidays for both of you.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. Same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you.
Merry wishes.
So, Ken, you had so little faith in our carolers. You did not put them on the phone.
No, they were on the phone. I just forgot to push the mono button again.
Yeah, we couldn't hear Margaret either.
That's perfect.
I never heard Margaret.
Perfect. It worked out perfectly. Thank you.
Well, it made a great comic moment when Margaret said that she was still waiting. But
yeah, that was a great comic moment.
You just didn't go with it.
Yeah, I didn't go with it. That's like anytime you're ready, CB. You know that joke? Oh, wait. Oh, the sweetest sound I've ever heard. Oh, it's like soothing balm. Oh, I love that. Let's just listen. It's over. We've made it.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're all done. I just want to listen.
We can sing that.
Andy's on the nod now.
Oh, I love that sound. Oh, it's the light at the end of the
tunnel.
Thank
you, Roberta.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks to all our cellmates.
Thanks to all our cellmates, past and present. Oh, I love that sound. Oh, the sweetest sound there ever was. Make it louder. I love it. It's over.
This is WFMU East Orange, WXHT Mount Hope. Stay tuned for the Audio Kitchen with the Professor.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the world at WFMU.org.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Hey, Betty, Christmas here.
Yes, yes.
And you sign at the bottom. There's no need of you reading that because these are duplicates.
Yes, duplicates. Duplicates,
sir. I say they're duplicates.
Oh, sure, it's a duplicate, sir.
Don't you know what duplicates are?
Sure, there's five kids up in Canada.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I haven't been in Canada in years. Well, go ahead and read it.
What does it say?
Well, go on and read it.
Well, after you read it, go on.
All right, I'll read it to you. Can you hear?
I haven't heard anything yet. Did you say anything?
Well, I haven't said anything worth hearing.
Well, that's why I didn't hear anything.
Well, that's why I didn't say anything.
Can you read?
I can read, but I can't see it.
Don't seem to have it in focus here.
My arms were a little longer, I could read it. You haven't got a baboon in your pocket, have you? Here we are. Now I've got it. Now pay particular attention to this first clause because it's most important. It says the party of the first part shall be known in this contract as the party of the first part. How do you like that? That's pretty neat, eh?
No, it's no good.
What's the matter with her?
I don't know. Let's hear it again.